Yo, bad girl, she told me she don't like me. She's an animal, she just wanna bite me. She don't even wanna hear me, she don't text me. Yeah, because I good enough for the Nike. All the niggas, they be try to imitate me. Try to shoot at me, but they can never take me. She be laughing at me cause I wore the same
Yo,
jeans.
What's up everybody, Rex here, welcome back to another podcast. I know I'm fucking inconsistent with this shit, yo. A lot has been going on. Let's just start from there. A lot has been going on, apparently, with the whole coronavirus thing and how from a fucking joke and a Chinese disease to, like, boom, it's in Lagos, it's in Italy, it's in the US, like, the San Francisco is shutting down. My whole YouTube revenue has stopped. Like, that's not even funny. Forex trading, all of that shit completely destroyed. DJI stocks are down. Lost of money in that front. And then, wow, it's just been crazy. Like, wow. I'm going to get some people on the podcast today. And we have some fun stuff to talk about. Okay, let's start from there.
Hello?
Nicole.
Hello?
Nicole.
Hi, what's up?
Is this? This is Bright now. What? I saved this number already. This is Rex. What happened?
I'm fine. How are you?
Save this number. Which choice? I'm fine. How are you? Where did you go to by this time in the night? Nicole, stay in your house. Walking all about Lagos.
Shut
Nicole,
up,
stay in your house. You want to
buy something. That's why.
Buy something where? What?
I want to buy hand sanitizer and food. Yes, I'm keeping safe.
Hand sanitizer and what?
And food.
Food. Since your mates have been buying hand sanitizer since February, you are starting to buy your own hand sanitizer.
You have.
And now, I have in the studio, I have in the office, I have in my car. See. Everywhere, I'm stacked up.
Have you got your car back?
Yeah. They just finished it. Well, I can't start driving it now yet because they've not done that balance wheel and alignment. Yeah, I've gotten it back. I fixed it. I don't worry. Videos will come out. I just hold on. You know what I'm saying? The return of my CLS 550 2.0. Today, I just found out that it happened to, like, today, one guy that is a YouTuber, he does YouTube videos like I do, he just, like, somebody from South Africa that he knows, that I know, contacted that coronavirus because they came back from California back to South Africa and contracted that coronavirus.
Guy.
Yes.
Wow.
So, have to be very careful. Like, in this Nigeria, even the way they are containing it, they just contain it among the rich and, let's say, middle class citizens. Because if all those beggars contract that thing, all these fish market sellers, hey God, shit.
Nigeria,
I swear to God, everywhere, those people that will come and carry, climb on your car, rub hand everywhere, touch. Hey, those ones that will be in market, they'll come and grab your auntie, uncle, come back. Hey, Jesus Christ. So, just imagine it now. Everywhere will scatter in this place. Some idiot are still doing church. That's what people are saying, that, like, it's just because those are the people that they are testing, that if, you know, they test more people, there may be more people that have contracted the virus.
Yes.
But I don't know, man.
Wait. Let me send you one voice note. Just listen to that voice note. It's about this stuff, and I think it's kind of, well, just like, it's like really, really creepy.
Don't send me conspiracy theory. I don't want to hear those ones, I beg.
It's
facts. From where? From who?
Yes.
What's it about? Just brief me first.
Let me send it to you. Just listen to it first.
Go Nicola, send the voice now.
Yeah, it's very nice to hear your voice after a long time. But then, let me explain something to you here. I like the point of view that you're bringing on, that you're coming from, like where you're coming from. But apparently, I've been, you know, I used to volunteer for United Nations, so apparently I just stopped working for them. But I still have access to some data from World Health Organization. And from the training that we started, I started the training. I stopped working with UN so I could be part of WHO. So from the training that I took some professional courses, some certification courses on coronavirus. And I think you're saying the opposite of what we believe. And what we believe is that Nigeria is trying as much as possible to not exaggerate the numbers, because the numbers are actually more than this. Now, the governor of Oyo State this morning released a statement and said that there was a case in Bodija. But then I already said that 3 days ago, 4 days ago, on one WhatsApp group for UIT. I would add you to the group now, Word of UIT. Very proactive group, interesting group. I already said that on Word of UIT some few days ago. And then the governor of Oyo State is now reporting it today. We have reported from our intel, because NCDC reports to Dr. Alimu, the representative. She's a Rwandan, the representative of World Health Organization in Nigeria. Do you understand? First of all, Nigeria does not have that money. From a reliable source, I'm not supposed to be saying this, Nigeria wants to buy just protective gear. You know that overall that they wear in China, that's what Nigeria wants to buy from China, used. While in China, they wear it once and dispose it. So the disposed ones, they want to buy one for 32,000 naira. And they can't purchase the new one because we are actually broke. Nigeria doesn't have anything in their reserve anymore. Buhari has spent money anyhow. They've embezzled, they don't know how money disappeared, all the loans. And countries are not willing to grant loans anymore. So what they are waiting on, what every state is waiting for, is for World Bank to release money. World Bank is planning to release money. I know you won't see all these things in news yet, but very soon you'll see it. World Bank is planning to release money very soon. So Nigeria can have something, so we can buy and create isolation centers. As far as I'm concerned, it's only Lagos we have standard isolation centers. We don't even have anyone in Abuja. If you're sick, they will take you to UCH in Ibadan. And UCH doesn't even have isolation centers as well. I was talking to the head of virology, the consultant in UCH. I was down 2 days ago because she needed some advice because she was going to go on air yesterday, Splash FM. And our conversation is very, they've shut down. Everybody ran home. Now when consultants in virology, epidemiology, these people are running home, people that are supposed to take care of us, then you know that there's a problem. The cases are actually more than what the government is pushing out, because they don't want to create panic. And that's why the government is not being proactive in educating people. But they are taking it wrongly. They should create the fear so people will stay home. The best way to cut short a pandemic is when you create fear, people stay home, then the ones that test positive will come. It's not as if you have the virus, you will die. Mortality rate as at when, I'll send you a write-up that I did as at January after I finished my first certification course, was mortality rate as at that time was 0.2%. But the virus mutated. What I'm saying is the mutation is a change in genetic sequence. Like the virus changed again. And we thought the virus would attack just old people. And I will now figure that the virus has started attacking young people. So we have two strains of coronaviruses, COVID-19, out there now. And the asymptomatic strain is the one we are recording in Africa, is the one we are recording in Nigeria. I mean, the asymptomatic, meaning that the ones that don't even show symptoms. So a lot of people are currently carrying the viruses around, and they are sharing it because they don't know, because they are not sneezing or the symptoms, the common cold, everything is not there, and they are feeling fine, but they are actually sick. Do you understand what I'm saying? And it's going to take a lot of lives, because an average Nigerian has an underlying health issues. So if you have asthma, if you have diabetes, if you have heart problem, if you have seizures, anything you have, once you contract the virus, is going to prey on that, weaken your immune system, and you go down. But if you have an okay immune system, then you'll be fine. Now look at the rate of youths that smoke weed. Look at the rate of youths that take alcohol. Now judge their immune system. Look at the air that we're breathing in Nigeria every day. Now use that to think of the immune system. You can just visualize the immune system of an average Nigerian. It's not as strong, and that's why everybody has to stay at home. I've not been out in a while, but I'm still putting myself on 14 days isolation. In case I observe anything, I know what to do. I know the drugs to take because I've taken the course. And now we keep educating people, but people don't want to believe. We have to believe that the virus is real and it's spreading fast. Like it's spreading. We are expecting over 1,000 cases starting from tomorrow because everybody fucking went to church today. Why did they go to church, Shakes? Why did they go to church? You are not supposed to go anywhere. The president went for Jumat service. The vice president is in church today preaching. There is going to be a meltdown very soon. This was the same approach Italy took. They didn't take them serious at first. Now they had 700 and something deaths yesterday, and the death is increasing. That was why President Thomas told us that 2 days ago, a month ago, we had 0.2 mortality rate calculation. As at yesterday, 700 deaths per day. But we are still pinning it. We're still believing that. We're pinning it on the due to old population in Italy. So that still makes sense. But come to Nigeria, we are over 180 million, and over 80 million are youths. So we are looking at 100 million. And our estimate is 45 million people are going to die. Is not if the virus spreads the way it should, the way it's spreading in Italy, 45 million people are going to die based on the fact that we don't even have any healthcare system at all. So everybody has to be careful. Nobody wants to get sick, because if you get sick, you're not getting treated. No jokes. Forget the Italian that got negative. How many people can the isolation center take at once? How many ventilators do we have? How many healthcare workers do we have who are willing to sacrifice their lives? And that's why I'm saying that Jesus' voice note is too long. And that's why I'm saying that you're not spewing rubbish. It's how you understand it. But then we have to take necessary precautions. We have to be careful. We have to be as careful as possible. Because one thing is inevitable, and that's death. But then we have to know how to live our lives. Else, man, people are going to die, especially our parents, old ones, young ones. I'm sorry, but that's just the truth. I'm not going to say things that are not true, because I can see. I'm like, it's something I've studied. It's something that we are seeing in Italy. We predicted this in Italy. We predicted it in Iran. We predicted it in Malaysia, and these things are happening. And now we are predicting it in Nigeria again. That if people do not, they can still do something now. They can put soldiers outside. They can force people to stay in their homes, but they don't want to do it because if people start coming up sick, they don't have necessary health equipment to take care of them. So they rather the virus spreads, and then they get money from World Health Organization, and they take care of themselves, and they allow people to die. And that's the point. That's why we have to keep shouting. We have to keep advising people, stay at home, stay indoors, take 14 days isolation, quarantine, stay at home, eat well. Because when you have the disease, it's not about how you treat yourself. It's about the lifestyle you've been living before you contracted the disease. It's about how strong your immune system is before you contracted the disease. These are the things that you're supposed to look out for. These are the things that you're supposed to look out for. So, in this case, I'm sorry. I just think that Nigeria is in for a tough one. And I'm not trying to be negative. In fact, I'm having a positive mindset that it will spread by God's grace. I'm just believing in God. The African in me won't make me stop believing in God. But we also have to do things. We also have to be careful. Jesus has spoken for 8 minutes. Well, I hope you listen to this voice note anyways.
Wow. Guys, that was a secret. I'm not even joking. That was a secret information from inside knowledge of the WHO. And wow, I mean, this is facts, because he's backing it up with reputable knowledge, right? And for the government to wait for millions of people to contract this disease so that they can get money from the World Health Organization and then take care of the premium people, and then if like somewhere around 40 to 50 million Nigerians die, that's I can't even imagine it. I can't even imagine him, but wow. Anyways, as information I wanted to give you guys from this voice note, like that. Nicole, you are the plug for this info. That's it for me. Stay indoors, please. Stay indoors. You can't trust this Nigerian government. They will take care of themselves and run away. Stay the fuck indoors, yo. My birthday party on 30th of March has been cancelled. I mean, I saw some people because I walked outside today. They didn't touch nobody. She's an animal, she just want to bite me. She don't even want to hear me, she don't text me. Yeah, because anyway, I good enough for the Nike. All the niggas, they be try to imitate me. Try to shoot at me, but they can never take me. She be laughing at me because I wore the same jeans. On her mind, mean, could have been my wifey. Because she like another nigga in a boulevard. Because she like another nigga in a boulevard. Because she like another nigga in a boulevard. Yeah, because she like another nigga in a boulevard. And then that nigga took her to the cinema. Are you feeling up? Are you kissing up? I'm pissed. I'm pissed off in a cause of Holocaust. I'm pissed off in a cause of Holocaust. I don't need that Mona Lisa, Anamisa, no picture. Hella pretty looking like a sunflower. Girl, live a calling Willie answer. Like Bruce Wayne, like Bruce Wayne. Man, I got the money looking like I'm Bruce Wayne. Guess too late, guess too late. Finna let you go like a loose chain. Back girl, she'll stomach, she don't like me. She's an animal, she just wanna bite me. She don't even wanna hear me, she don't text me. Yeah, because I couldn't afford a Nike. All the niggas, they be trying to imitate me. They try to wanna take me, wanna take me. No, no way, can't take me.